This is Kim Dumain, free message from Dr. Peebles, October 1st, 2024.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. Welcome, dear friends. Now, indeed, the times that you find yourself in can be quite disturbing. There is, yes, the thought of war threatening the Middle East. There are issues, of course, in each country that you may find yourself in. Political unrest, corruption, the economy struggling at times. But so many of you would be better off ignoring some of the outer circumstances and focusing more on centering yourself at this time. Now, we're not saying to ignore what is going around you in the world, for as you have heard us say many, many times, you are part of that world, the part of a collective consciousness that is constantly creating the circumstances that you are seeing around you. But most importantly right now is to be very clear on the energies within you, the energies, the feelings, the emotions, the thoughts that you wish to live by, not by what others are saying, but what you know to be true deep within yourself. There is where you will find your power. And most importantly, dear friends, that is where you will discover an energy of peace that nothing and no one can take from you. So no matter what is going on in the world, no matter what is going on even in your personal life, you have the power. You have the control, yes, to decide for yourself how you want to feel, how you want to live your life, what you want to create here and now and in the future. Now, of course, at times, as part of your growth in this life, this incarnation, it is necessary to reassess. It is indeed paramount for you to look at what is going on in your life. What have you created? Are you being honest with yourself? Are you indeed looking at the world and how it is reflecting back to you of what you are projecting? For so much of it indeed is unconscious. So much of it you're not allowing yourself to see that you are the one indeed in charge. You are the one creating it all, even those aspects of your life that you find, yes, not very pleasing, or yes, even indeed quite disruptive. So no matter what is happening in your life, can you start by accepting where you are right here now? And try not indeed to judge it as good or bad or right or wrong, but instead just allow yourself to say, I'm having an experience, and it is a wonderful experience no matter what is happening around you. And that way, you are going to be able to progress your growth, your overall sense of happiness in this life more and more, without indeed trying to force anything to make you or anyone else wrong at any time. There is a level indeed of frustration and anger, sadness building up in the world on the earth plane right now. Do you want to be part of it? We want you to ask yourself very clearly. So it is not predetermined that you must be angry or you must be indeed distressed or sad or confused. Keep reminding yourself every single day of your existence, of your power to self-determine what you are experiencing, so that you will be able to move more clearly, more actively into the power of your own soul. Allow the energy of the divine to flow through you more. Ask for it to be present. Ask indeed for your personality at times, yes, to step aside, so you're not getting caught in all the gobbledygook around you. Now, of course, it's not just politics, the talking heads on your news channels. It's not even your friends. It may not even be those closest to you, your partners, your family. We want you to truly decide for yourselves what you are feeling and ask yourself more and more, is this comfortable? Do I like what I'm feeling? For many of you have become quite accustomed to the lower vibrational patterns of hate, of negativity, of even the chaos and confusion and division that is so paramount, so there right now for many to indulge in if they allow it. Step away more and more from the mass consciousness and decide, I am a being of light. I am ready indeed to accept the heritage of my soul. Yes, even in this lifetime with the challenges, even what would appear to be, yes, the factors that are not to your liking, that are not pleasing to you. More and more, if you will allow it, the energies of higher consciousness can become yours. You do not have to be separate from those powers, from the energies that will make you feel content in your life, that will help you, yes, be able to accept what is in front of you, while still knowing, of course, that you have the power, the ability, the time, yes, to change whatever is not to your liking here and now. Now, on the world stage, there is much that can draw your attention in the United States. There is the impending election, which many, of course, are all up in arms about, pointing fingers, blaming others. Do not choose to be part of that negativity. Do not allow yourself to be drawn in. Now, we're not saying that you should not be a good citizen, not only of your state, your country, but of the world. Yes, indeed. See your power to shift things. Now, right now, there is, yes, the impending threat of that war with Israel, Iran, and, yes, all those neighboring countries. We would ask for you to go deep within your own being. Open your heart. Allow yourself to feel the calming energies there. Allow yourself to feel the self-love so that you are not engaging in that rhetoric, in the threats, in the energies of hate, retaliation. So much of what is going on in the world is a direct, yes, result of what every being is feeling within themselves. Are you hating someone? Are you disagreeing with someone? Are you blaming or judging another one in your own life? Can you not see how that is affecting these energies in the world around you? Now, many of you will say, oh, of course not. It's not affecting that at all. But it is, for it is a vibration that resonates and spreads throughout the world. And now, you are in a magnificent time of upliftment of mankind, of womankind, where you are allowing yourself the opportunity, and it is a wondrous opportunity, to allow yourself to vibrate differently, to not just go along with the crowd, to not get dragged into the muck and mire, but to decide for yourself what you wish to feel, the kind of person you wish to be, and most importantly, starting to be more cognizant of the thoughts that you are feeling for yourself, your own life, and as well as the thoughts that you are vibrating out into the world. So many of you are aware of these truths, but you're not as present with them as we would like you to see. Be much more aware of what you are sensing, what you are feeling, what you are thinking, because so much of it becomes, yes, indeed, quite a pattern, quite a habit, to the point it's an old broken record going on in the background that you're not even conscious of anymore. Dear friends, make the decision here and now that I am becoming more conscious of who I am, the energies I am emitting all the time. First, for your own life, what you are creating, whether you are creating peace and joy, harmony, a healthy body, a sound mind, or whether indeed you are contributing to the chaos, the hatred and division in the world. It does start first within you, and then in your life as you expand out into your own social circles, and do not forget, of course, the power of your thoughts and how they are creating, how they are radiating outward. So as you think of the unrest in the world, whether it is about politics, whether it is about climate change and some of the disasters you are witnessing as the shifting tides, as the storms continue to intensify, or whether the threat of war, will you send out the energies? But first, remember to fill yourself up with the light of who you truly are. To fill yourself up with the energy of peace. Make it strong. Make it beautiful. Make it meaningful to yourself. And then allow it to spread out to the people around you, to those on the other side of the world, to the war-torn societies, to calm the energies that want to hate instead of love. You are powerful beings. We keep telling you that, and we will continue until you finally start to believe it, and you will do what is indeed has been prophesied for thousands of years, of create heaven on earth, to create a world where peace reigns once and for all. We do love you. God bless you.